This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. Tuesday, 16th of October is upon us, so we are, yes, officially halfway through the month of October. Victoria Keelan is here. That's the good news. Kara Schilling around, also good news. I'm Doug Steffen, here to present you with a good day, and happy to find out that Elizabeth Warren actually is Pocahontas. So we can, after having figured that all out, move ahead into what else may be big, Victoria.
Well, this Saudi journalist story just will not go away, and now there are some new developments, apparently, that the Saudis are actually preparing a report that will acknowledge that Jamal Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation that went wrong. That's apparently according to multiple sources, and the sources say that the interrogation was intended to lead to his abduction from Turkey. One of the sources says that the report will likely conclude that the operation was carried out without clearance and transparency, and that those involved will be held responsible. Now, Mike Pompeo is over there right now. He left for Riyadh yesterday. He is there to meet with both the king and the crown prince, and I'm not sure if he's there to get to the bottom of things or if he's there to smooth things over. That seems a bit unclear at this point. As of yesterday afternoon, the Saudis told Turkey that they were open and free to search the Saudi consulate if they wanted to. If they were looking for Khashoggi's body, I don't think that's going to be found. His fiance, this is one part of the story I didn't know until yesterday. Apparently his fiance was outside with him. He went into the consulate, she watched him walk in, and then he never came out. So that's
why did
pretty
he
horrific.
Go into the consulate again? Why did he go in there?
I don't know that anyone really knows for sure. He was invited to attend a meeting. He, for some reason, chose to go to the meeting, and then that was the last anyone's ever seen him. Mm-hmm. So President Trump has sort of been... Go ahead.
Yeah. What's the ramification here? Okay, Pompeo is there. That means this is serious. The government is taking it seriously one way or another, whether, as you suggest, to smooth things over or to actually deal with the Saudis with their dirty, bloody hands. And so in this source, in this circumstance, what does the American government do? How do the American people feel? I've never liked the Saudi. Well, scratch that. Maybe never is almost accurate. Certainly since September 11th, I have no use for the Saudis. I'm not even interested in going to their country. I think they're a lying bunch of scumbags, the people that run the country. They'll do anything for oil. There's a movie coming out, by the way, I think at Christmas time, that portrays the life and times of Dick Cheney as vice president. And apparently it's very accurate as to how he manipulated things like oil, what he did to cover up what Saudi Arabia was trying to get away with, how he snowed Bush for most of the 8 years they were in the office in the White House together. Oh, yeah. George Bush won't talk to him now. The animosity between the two of them is huge. The reason I bring it up is because there's a focus in the movie on our relationship with the Saudis and what he did to promote it. And it was all in the interest of oil because that's all Cheney had in his mind. That's it. He was an oil guy, ran Halliburton for the years he wasn't in public service, used connections to get in to run Halliburton, and then when he got out of Halliburton, he used connections with Halliburton to help them along their way to having international jobs, make gobs of money, and et cetera. So my thinking about the Saudis and how they work, it's only through bribes, intimidation, fear, and look at how long it's taken to make women. I suppose maybe that's a look in the rearview mirror. Maybe all this is a look in the rearview mirror. Maybe we should just look at the windshield and say, okay, things are going to be much better now. But I don't trust him. I don't like him. I don't trust
him. Well, yeah, and I think the part of the problem here, and maybe Mike Pompeo is going to, and again, I don't know that we'll even get
really know, so,
a
yeah.
statement, so we don't know what exactly he's there to do. However, there are multiple sources that are also claiming that Khashoggi was a former Saudi royal insider, and then he became a critic of the regime and of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Now, Mohammed bin Salman is the Saudi Crown Prince who not too long ago did a tour of New York City. He was, I believe he was on 60 Minutes. He did a whole media tour. He's the one who gave women, I think what you're referencing, Doug, is the ability to drive cars for the first
right.
time.
Yeah.
So it seems on the surface like this guy is really progressive and is taking the country in a different direction. However, with Khashoggi's death, a lot of reports are now coming out saying that that bin Salman, the son of the Crown Prince, that he is actually been leading this crackdown behind the scenes that's targeted at clerics, journalists, academics, and activists, who some of whom have been detained outside of Saudi Arabia, but they're all critics of his. And so that this is retribution, and that he may seem like he's on this goodwill tour and that everything's so progressive now, but really behind the scenes he's just as bad as everybody else.
Don't trust him.
Has been.
Not to be trusted.
Yeah, yep. And so that's a shame, because I think a lot of the free world has
open.
Been optimistic about that.
Mm, yeah.
And if that is the case behind the scenes, that's too bad. It's a big kind of snow job, and Trump has defended them. His first instinct, I think, was to say that there were some outside rogue killers who killed Khashoggi. It doesn't appear that that's the case right now.
No,
so
he knows better. Yeah.
We'll maybe find out more. He hasn't changed his statement yet, but I think that's probably why he sent Mike Pompeo, maybe to find out as much as
find
he could.
And then,
yeah. But this has become an international thing. There are businesses in America who have pulled out of that Saudi business conference. Gerard Butler, the actor, he was supposed to do some sort of a press tour in Saudi Arabia. He canceled it now because of this journalist murder. So there is a backlash that Saudi Arabia is facing, for sure.
Yep, and well, they are too. Coming up, police confiscate a python, a gator, and tarantulas. That'll be next here on the DJV program. Right now, you want to have a great lasting impression? You want to leave a good impression with people that you meet? Studies, many of them, have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. Remember that old expression, let a smile be your umbrella. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that'll have you on your way to a more confident you, Y-O-U. Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, will transform your smile in just a few minutes. 5 minutes, it's all you need. 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I instantly amazed the people around me by how much whiter my teeth are. And my teeth are actually not bad, because I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. Well, I do drink my Life Change tea. That may stain my teeth a little bit. But if you do a lot of drinking and you smoke and that sort of thing, you need this. Power Swabs. You'll instantly be amazed, as I was. And no going to any other treatment. Don't think twice about cracking a smile as well. Power Swabs are super fast, super easy, and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee and your wine when you can transform that smile of yours in just 5 minutes? No brainer. 5 minutes. Use Power Swabs. Get them today by calling 800-208-1797. That number again is 800-208-1797. Call now. Here, by the way, you can't get this anywhere else. You got to call that number to get it. And you use the code DJV, get them half price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Love that smile. You'll love it. Others will comment on it. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you'll get the Power Swabs at 50% off the retail price.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, here's one for the books. A white woman living in an apartment house in Missouri yesterday tried to prevent a black man from entering his own apartment. Her name is Hillary Muller. The fellow in question, Darian Tolis. He was returning home to his loft in a kind of, I know this area of downtown St. Louis, kind of a cool, they've done a lot of gentrification there. So the woman gets in the doorway and blocks him, refuses to let him pass. But, as usual, places like that have video, and so you can see the video online of him. The incident was uploaded on Facebook. Ms. Muller is asked by Tolles to please move. She refuses, telling him that she's uncomfortable because he's there. Oh, my God.
Did she know he lived in the building?
No, she didn't know. She didn't believe he lived in the building because it was too upscale. No black man can afford to live in the building. There you go. And she looks like, I don't know what she, I'm not going to come in.
I love how people put themselves in this situation and then say, I'm uncomfortable. You're making me uncomfortable, even though she's the one blocking the door. I mean, if he has a key to get in, it's pretty obvious that he lives there.
Yeah. Anyway, the place called, apparently... She works for a company that either owns this. I'm not clear on whether they own the building, Tribeca Luxury Apartments. She worked for them, and they fired her. Family-owned by a black family. And there are a lot of different other racial backgrounds. Apparently working is quite a mixed bag of people in America. You get a mixed bag of people. And they said in a press release yesterday afternoon, quote, we're proud of the fact, don't, and never will stand for racism, racial profiling. After a review of the matter, the employee has been terminated. So her action...
So she was an employee trying to prevent this guy from going into his apartment? Or does she live in the apartment building?
That is, she said she lived there. Uh-huh. I'm not sure whether this apartment belonged to the family or not. One of the comments I saw online was a reference to Mr. Tibbs. Do you remember the Sidney Poitier movie he was a black policeman in a southern town? Do you remember that movie?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Oh, shoot. It took me too long to tell that story. I can't tell you about the police confiscating that python and the gator and the tarantulas. I'll have to wait till the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. 21 after on the DJV program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change at the hour on the DJB program. Doug and Victoria and Kara with a behind-the-scenes understanding what happens in the Star Is Born movie. The movie has done $100 million domestically. I went to see it yesterday. It's a good movie. It is. I would tell you that I really liked Lady Gaga in it. I don't. She's not that attractive, and she sort of makes fun of herself in that way in the movie. Apparently she had quite a hand. She and Bradley Cooper became great friends while they were doing this. They apparently, I've seen a couple of interviews with them. They really, really like each other and became, they're not lovers. They both have other people in their lives. But the music, the soundtrack from A Star Is Born is number one on the Billboard album chart this week. It opened up because the movie is such a success. The music is very good in it. And there's a lot of authenticity in the musical scenes. I was trying to figure out where they were for some of the, I thought I recognized a few things, but I couldn't read. Most of it was dark or at night. Performances were actually done before tens of thousands of fans at festivals that exist. For example, the live concert scenes actually filmed during the Stagecoach Festival. It's interesting because Black Eyes, the opening scene, Cooper's character is a guy named Jackson Maine. That was actually shot in 8 minutes. That's it. There was no rehearsal. There was no taking. This was 8 minutes in between Jamie Johnson and Willie Nelson set at Stagecoach April 29th of last year. I think that is phenomenal.
That's
if he had that thing
that
down.
Yeah.
The thing
right?
That
he's not really a singer.
No, which no. Goes to show how amazing he is. And the cool thing to me is that everyone who was at these shows at Stagecoach, at Glastonbury, to see other artists got to see Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper perform.
Yeah. Right, like, didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, what a bonus.
So Bradley went on stage and introduced himself to the crowd. They went nuts. He explained briefly what was going on, and you would have thought the crowd had been directed, and they understood it, and they jumped right in. You see the proof of that in the film, where it looks like such an amazing big rock show. You watch the scene and say, okay, Bradley Cooper's a rock star. Let's get on with the story. That stuff brought tears to my eyes, frankly, as I was watching it. As for the Glastonbury scene in England, Bradley Cooper had 4 minutes. That was it, to shoot the scene in between sets that Kris Kristofferson was doing. And that's interesting, because he was in the second version of A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand. And at the Coachella, Lady Gaga, who headlined both weekends at the festival, used the days in between to film as Ally on the Coachella grounds with Bradley Cooper. The producer, Bill Gerber, explained that most emotional filming they did was at the Shrine in Los Angeles, where Ally sings her closing number, I'll Never Love Again, which also happens to be the site where Judy Garland taped The Man That Got Away for this. She was in A Star Is Born in 1954. So I didn't know that at all. But the audience is there. That was distinctly emotional. Gaga had some things going on personally that were very emotional. That was when she broke up with Taylor Kenny. Remember?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it timed out around the same. Yeah.
Right. I wonder, I actually was thinking about that last night as I was watching the movie, what he must think. He's the guy who stars in Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
What he thinks of her.
He saw the movie and he said that he was so proud of her and he thought that she just did an amazing job.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she did. She's another of that. The movie business is for her. And Cooper is Cooper. He does a great job. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself, because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's keep cooking here. Chugging through Tuesday, the 16th of October, on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hope you'll have a good day. Enjoy your time with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Beck. I think it's late next week. Meanwhile, we work on what's going on right now. Federal judge dismissing Stormy Daniels' defamation lawsuit against President Trump, saying the president made a hyperbolic statement against a political adversary when he tweeted about a composite sketch the porn actress lawyer released. I don't get the connection anyway. I didn't ever get the connection. I guess maybe the story is here that the judge dismissed a defamation lawsuit. I think a lot of the nuance.
The other stuff is moving forward, but yeah, apparently Stormy Daniels, there was a tweet that he sent out in, I want to say like April or May, and it was a picture of like a sketch artist had done a rendering of the, supposedly it's a picture of a guy that Stormy Daniels had approached her in a parking garage, threatened her and her daughter to let the story die about her affair with Trump. and Trump tweeted a picture of the sketch of the guy next to a picture of Stormy with her ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, and they look like it's the same guy. So Trump basically said the whole thing was a con job and that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't real, that no one actually threatened her.
That was the defamation.
So that was, yeah, that was the defamation part. And so the judge essentially said that that was within his First Amendment rights to tweet whatever he wants, and so that part of the lawsuit is gone now, and I guess it just moves forward with the lawsuit that's revolving around the $130,000 payment from Michael Cohen. So I guess that stuff moves forward. I'm not sure when it's going to get to trial or before a judge, but apparently that stuff, the ruling about the defamation has no bearing apparently on the other parts of the case.
Okay, got it. All right, next. Big time this weekend here in Framingham, suburban Boston community. Python, alligator, tarantulas, who were all, is who the proper, I suppose that were maybe is better pronoun than who, because I don't know if we can personify a python, because that's an hermaphrodite. You knew that snakes were both sexes, right?
Hermaphrodites. I'm sure somewhere in my sixth grade biology class I remember that.
Good for you. All right, so anyway, this python, the alligator, and the tarantula were all at a Comic Con festival that was held here in Framingham over the weekend. It charged attendees to pose, you know, the usual stuff of people who were there. And this guy from Warwick, Rhode Island, shows up with all of these various creatures, python, alligator, and two tarantulas. He was investigated before he came in. Apparently, I say this, you know, sometimes this is not, ladies, fake news, but he was not arrested because he had a python, an alligator, and two tarantulas. Apparently, he had an outstanding warrant against him down in Rhode Island. So the police found that because everybody that came in to Comic-Con was vetted. And so he showed up, and he gave him the ID, and they went into the computer, and there he was. Hey, you're under arrest! So
I didn't know that there was like a sting operation happening at Comic-Con.
Right. Yes, well, apparently in Framingham it was anyway. And so they didn't know what to do. They sent the local sort of dog officer, the animal control officer, who's got two left feet, that's my way of saying he's like Thunder Thud. He shows up and doesn't know what to do with the python, the alligator, and the, as a matter of fact, he's scared to death.
How big was the alligator?
4 or 5 feet.
Okay, that's big enough.
Big enough. Python is pretty scary looking. And tarantulas always give me the creeps.
Surprised the alligator didn't eat the other two.
Yeah, well.
Right? Don't alligators eat snakes?
They eat everything. Whatever, they've eaten you. Anyway, so that's what happened. That was the excitement in Framingham over the weekend, folks. Thought you'd want to know. Today is World Food Day. Food. Actually, eating food, having food is a right. Is having good quality food a right would be the question a lot of people have. But focusing on just having enough food. 1 in 9 people around the world experience chronic hunger. Go back to the end of World War II, when the UN came into existence, they recognized food not as a privilege, but as a right. I think that that's justifiable. I don't see why there would even be a discussion about it, frankly. Anyway, October 16th, 1979, fast forward, the UN created World Food Day. It's a day of observance to draw attention to those who are hungry. We have 14 million youngsters every day, or every night, they go to bed hungry in this country. It seems inexcusable, especially when we go back to some of the stupid rules in cities and communities around the country. Restaurants that want to give extra food to the homeless can't because of laws that make no sense to anybody with any common sense whatsoever. So here's what you can do to help today and going forward. Local food banks always need food. In our country, 1 in 7 people rely on food banks as a primary or supplemental food source. My God. Many of these are working families who don't, because of underemployment or not being paid enough to satisfy the needs of a family, can't afford groceries, need to have help with their family's needs. The top requested items for food banks are healthy, non-perishable items, high in protein like canned beans, peanut butter, rolled oats, low-sodium soups and vegetables, and canned tuna. And also, one of the things you can do today is support your local farmer, the family farmer, small-scale farmer. A lot of family farmers unable to produce the variety of crops needed for their own survival these days. And without that support, they suffer from malnutrition themselves. That happens. Remember we were talking about what happened, was it last week? We were talking about the farmers in China and what's going on with them. It's really very interesting. It's like the old days of feudalism in Europe. So here's something you can do on World Food Day. Go shop at local farm, the locavore. Support family farms. Be something we'll talk about on our American Family Farmer podcast this week, Kara. And by the way, you can listen to what's going on the American Family Farm as I try to support the American Family Farmer. We have a weekly podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Want to know what's going on? You want to listen if you're a locavore. You want to know what's going on the farm, how you can support the farm. We have lots of good stories about successes on family farms. That's why we do the show, to help people who are on farms who need a little more help coming up with ideas. That's what that's all about. And then the other thing you can do to observe World Food Day is to raise money yourself. Typically a number of food drives today and this week. If you don't know of any local food drives, maybe you can organize one yourself. Great lesson. It would be a good elementary, middle school lesson, maybe for all schools, actually. Teachers who are listening to this right now on your way to school, may I suggest that you put together a food drive, organize one in your classroom, and then you can give the kids a great lesson, put all the food in a school bus, and bring it down to a local food drive and show the youngsters what's going on. Hunger walks, some of them around the world today, World Food Day dinners, and food packaging rallies as well to help people who don't have enough food. I would say this would be something that ought to go on every day, because this is a problem, not just today, not just this week, not just this month, every day, pretty much everywhere. Even if you're living in an advanced country like ours, the problem is it's really pretty disgusting, actually, that we would have in our country. So people can't afford the food. Instead of throwing it out, feeding it to the pigs, you feed it to people who need it. That's it. Look at the homeless people going up and down the street in garbage cans. And you can't give them leftover food from a restaurant, but yet we can let them walk up and down the street and clean out a garbage can. My God.
It's like, well, they can do what they want, but as long as we're not responsible for giving them, you know, that's sort of this stupid hands-off mentality that we have. I don't understand it.
It is pretty stupid. You're right about that, Victoria. No question about it. Comments on our conversations here on Twitter, you can reach us at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillin, S-H-I, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Plus, we are on Instagram the same way. Send notes to Facebook if you want to. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. This is the kind of conversation that people like to feel compelled to comment on. So help yourself. World Food Day. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. My Pillow has once again gone over the top with their offers, with their follow-up, their products, their pillows and their sheets, and there's just so much there. And the testimonials are fabulous from people who bought pillows there. Love these pillows. Karen writes, I bought many pillows in my life, and I'm going to buy some more. I love my pillows. At first, I ordered the yellow. That's how they qualify, yellow, gray, different colors for different softnesses, or I guess the context in which you use it. She said, I didn't like the first one I got. So I sent it back, and I ordered another one. And then I got that one, I loved it, and I bought more white. I love them. Took me a month to really get used to it. So she sent, here what she's telling you basically, is she bought the My Pillows, didn't like them, she sent them back. Where else do you do that when you buy a new pillow? You buy them, you own them, that's it. Tough, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. So This woman has bought a lot of them. She loves to go to the website, MyPillow.com. You can do the same thing that she's done. And millions now, the sale of these pillows and the millions, they got 1,500 people working around the clock at the factory in Minnesota that this guy set up, making pillows for all around the country and all around the world. So, you know, they got to be good. You're in need of a pillow or a new mattress or something for the bedroom, sheets, anything. Help yourself. Go to MyPillow.com. Get 50% off anything that's there. Start with a pillow of any size. 50% off. That's MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll be happy just like Karen was. The code is DJV for 50% off pretty much everything at MyPillow.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
We're going to do the television report, starting with a report from a Patriots game over the weekend. Victoria just sort of encapsulated the story that I was about to do. The Patriots have banned a fan that threw a beer on Tyreek Hill during the game. He plays for Kansas City. And his both Mr. Hill and his agent want the guy. He was thrown out and told he can't come back, but they want to sue him. They want to take him, have him arrested, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was charged with disorderly conduct. But anyway, it's interesting television. If you watch it, all the local channels are really making a big deal out of this.
Well, I think they had to try to track the guy down, right? I think that was part of the story. They had to find him, I guess, because they had taken him or kicked him out of the stadium. Then they had to track him down to actually identify him so they could move forward. Yeah. Well, you know, typical Boston fan.
No, you put something, an adjective in front of fan.
Jackhole.
No.
Well, you know, look, I know you're from Massachusetts, but, you know, everybody That's calls true. You guys massholes, so.
I've heard that. All right, what's on TV tonight, Victoria?
Lots of new stuff tonight. So, in the sports world, if you're into basketball, the 76ers are in Boston to take on the Celtics at 8 o'clock on TNT. Some brand new episodes tonight of lots of different series. On CBS at 8, we've got NCIS. That's brand new. New on the CW at 8 is The Flash. On Fox at 8 is a brand new episode of The Gifted. There's new battle rounds on The Voice on NBC at 8. There's also the biggest premiere tonight will be The Conners. Everyone will tune in to see what happens without Roseanne. That's tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock.
10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with a number of stories that will pique your interest. I think it's important to announce the death of boyhood friend of Bill Gates, and then they became billionaires together. Paul Allen, who is a co-founder of Microsoft, passed away yesterday at the age of 65. It's only a couple of weeks ago that the announcement was made that he was undergoing, the cancer had come back again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd gone back into... I feel like
that was only a week ago.
Yeah, I know. It was only
he started treatment again, so
yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was only 65.
I didn't either.
I thought he was much older. Yeah.
Yeah. He bought a lot of radio stations, too, after he cashed out at Microsoft. He bought a lot of stations, owned them.
Well, he's been digging up ships, too.
Oh, yeah.
Lately.
I spent a lot of money putting
found some cool stuff.
People. Yeah, very much so. So Paul Allen passing away. All right, there's a new survey on what we know regarding social media bots. What does that cover, Victoria?
Well, the Pew Research Center has a new study out that says most Americans say they can't tell the difference between a social media bot and a real human when they're on Twitter or Facebook. And that's not great news, since there are so many bots everywhere. Only 47% of Americans say that they're somewhat confident that they could identify a social media bot and tell the difference between a bot and a human. And in this study, the more knowledgeable people were, they tended to be younger. Men were more likely than women by 22% to say that they've heard of bots. Of everyone in this survey who says that they have heard of bots, 80% said that they were pretty sure that that was a negative thing. And that was not a political statement. That was actually, they polled Republicans and Democrats and people of all ages, and people are just sort of confused by bots. One of the things that cybersecurity experts say that you can do, if you are following a specific account on Twitter or Facebook, if you notice that they're very active, if there are a lot of posts, let's say, from a specific Twitter account, if you're not sure if it's a bot, one of the fastest ways to figure it out is to actually see if there's any interaction with other accounts. So if people are replying to the bot and if the bot is replying back. So if that Twitter account is very active and engages with other people on social media, it's a pretty safe bet that it's an actual human being that's running the account. If you do not see any other interaction other than the actual tweets or posts on Facebook, it's pretty, you could be pretty sure that it's a bot. And so these are things that now, with, you know, an upcoming election, people are very wary of what they're reading on social media because they don't know if it's a bot. They don't know if it's Russian. They don't know if it's Chinese. We don't know where it's coming from. It's still, there's just very, very low confidence for good reason. When you're reading stuff on social media, you have to just be so, so careful.
Yep. Never know what to read. What's a, who's where and what and how, man? Not to be trusted much anymore. That's a shame. Google releasing their newest products, the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL. Let's listen to that.
The Geek Out. Google have released the newest versions of their in-house brand of smartphones, the Pixel 3 and 3 XL. Now, as I've mentioned before, Pixels to me represent the best device for Android because it presents the operating system in its purest form. Unlike a Samsung or HTC, there's no additional skin or brand software mucking things up. This is Android as it was intended. The 3 and 3 XL have a list of upgrades. Most significantly is the vast improvements to the screen and the overall feel and build quality. Cameras in the Pixel are deemed by many to be best in class. The Pixel 3 has a 5.5-inch screen and starts at $800, and the larger 3 XL, a 6.3-inch screen and starts at $900, and they're both available now.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get back to the action here from Victoria's perspective. What's Walmart trying to do?
Walmart has some big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg is reporting that Walmart is in talks with multiple media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its Vudu customers, and that's V-U-D-U, in case you have not heard of that. They want to. Walmart owns Vudu, and it's an on-demand video service. They want to give their customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, and Stars, and Bloomberg attributes this push to the declining DVD sales that Walmart has been suffering. Most people don't buy DVDs anymore because everything is accessible online and in a streaming platform. So Amazon offers a similar service through their thing called Channels, and that allows customers to sign up for third-party services. But meanwhile, Variety has reported earlier this year that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor, also under its Vudu brand, that would be $8 a month.
That guy's a Walmart, man. There's no flies on them. 59.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.